Media Day has come and gone, and expectations for the Orlando Magic are pretty low outside of the Advent Health Training Center, but pretty high inside of it, why the Magic believe something special is brewing. Plus, we'll hear from Wendell Carter and his Media Day availability. It's time for Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is September 27th, 2022. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, the Orlando Magic discuss their expectations for the upcoming 2022-2023 season as Media Day takes place. We'll learn a little bit about what the Magic expect of themselves this season, some of the sights and sounds from Media Day, as well as an update on some of the injuries as well. And then we'll play the whole Wendell Carter availability from Media Day as he met with us in the media. I'm going to start trying to do that a little bit more, take some video, give you some raw sound as well, so that we can share a little bit more about what's going on with the Orlando Magic. Before we do any of that, though, I want to thank you all again for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us, whether it's first thing in the morning, whether it's right when we upload. We truly appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember, there's a great Locked On podcast covering every single team in the NBA. Just search for Locked On and the team you're looking for. The Locked On Podcast Network, it's your team every day. Expectations for the Orlando Magic outside of the Advent Health Training Center are not particularly high. Understandably, this is a young team. This is a group that has its work cut out for it. Has a lot of things they have to learn. Inside the Advent Health Training Center, though, besides the apparent text chain that the Magic have of all the doubters out there, inside there is a lot of optimism. And of course, there should be optimism. It's Media Day. It's the first day of training camp. If you're not optimistic about what your team can accomplish today, on this day, on this first day of training camp, then what are you doing here? Then that means you did something terribly wrong. And it's not to say that the Magic are going to be out here getting ready to kind of get rid of all expectations or blow past all the expectations that everyone has previously set for them. But the Magic believe they are doing something special, believe they have something special brewing, believe that they are prepared to take the next steps. They understand the talent that they have on the roster. What's probably lacking, and again, what's probably driving a lot of these expectations or a lot of these low expectations for this organization and for this team, is the lack of experience in doing it. But inside that building, the Magic believe. The Magic truly believe they're about to do something special. How they go about doing that, that's going to be the task. And that's going to ultimately decide whether this is a successful season or not. You've heard me say it. You'll hear me say it throughout the week. You hear me say it throughout the whole month here as we get ready for the regular season to begin. This season is about continuing to set the table. We're not looking at the finished product. We're not looking at the final pieces of the puzzle. But this Magic team believes that they have those foundations. And so the work that they're about to set off and do, and the work that they're about to kind of try and accomplish here over the next month as they get ready for their opener against the Detroit Pistons, the work that the Magic are set to do is to learn how to win. Again, we talked about it a lot last week. We talked about it really throughout the whole offseason. Jamal Mosley has said the goal for this team is to level up. And for him, that means being more detail-oriented. It means limiting mistakes, holding each other accountable. And that was a message that was repeated throughout the whole course of Media Day. Throughout Media Day, almost every player we asked said, there is something different this year. Yes, there are good vibes. Yes, this team has incredible chemistry. But there is something different about this season. This season, the Magic want to take that next step. They have to be They have to hold each other accountable. They have to be willing to call each other out and say, hey, we got to fix this mistake. We can't let this mistake happen again. And the seriousness about which the Magic are going about or are discussing that possibility was the theme of Media Day. This is a young team, obviously, with I think only two players older than 25. This is a young team that understands it has a lot of work to do. That winning in this league is not going to be easy. That their hopes and their dreams are not going to be handed to them. They're going to have to earn every single bit of attention that they can get. They're going to have to earn it all. But they have the willingness to do it. Now, the question is, do they have the understanding and the actual knowledge to do it? And I think that's ultimately what's going to hamper them a little bit, is the lack of experience is going to hurt them. There's a lot of guys who haven't been part of winning rosters or haven't, you know, learned how to win yet. And this season's going to be about those growing pains. Now, that's that. Don't put me in the text thread, guys. That is me being the realist here. But you certainly can overcome all that. While there is very little talk, and there was some, you know, some certainly a few players, I forget who, a few players said, yes, I believe we have the talent to be a playoff team, to be a play-in team. Yes, you know, Markel Fultz, you know, was asked about the tweet that he had in August about being the fourth seed. And he said, you know, I wasn't trying to start anything, but to reach your goal, you got to manifest your goal. And so verbally putting that out was, you know, motivation was more him putting that idea out there, that is something this team wants to do. And obviously, you know, he kind of mentioned it, to be a championship team, you having home court advantage helps. So, you know, that's definitely part of that equation too. No one, but overall, this franchise is not ready to talk about the playoffs or the play-in tournament. I think realistically, everyone knows that that's a goal, that's a dream, that's not something that they don't want to aspire to. But it is a long shot. It is not, you know, the sure thing. It is not kind of the stated outward achievable goal. But one thing that everyone did talk about, one thing that is very seriously on the table and very seriously important for this group, is that they are going to win a whole lot more. That everything they're doing is directed toward winning. This is not a, you know, this is a rebuild, but this is not a rebuilding team. This is a team that believes it can win, that knows it has to learn how to win, that it has a lot of work to get there, but that will judge their success by their ability to win more, to do the right things that put themselves in positions to win, in a position to win more games. Like seriously, like that's the point of the game, isn't it? This is a team that wants to win, believes they can win, is willing to learn how to win, and is ultimately has winning as their goal. That is the one thing nobody was afraid to shy from. And while I think everyone would probably agree that maybe the tangible success, that playoff berth, might be a year down the road, as far as whether we judge a season by success or failure, this team believes it is capable and ready to win. And this team believes that winning is all that matters. And that mindset change is huge. That mindset change is everything. As this young team looks to, as Jamal Mosley puts it, to level up, to take that next step up the rung, to improve that much more. That is the task ahead of this Orlando Magic team. And obviously, I've said this without mentioning any individual players, because there is talent on this team, from first pick Paolo Banchero to sophomores Franz Wagner, Jalen Suggs, to young veterans like Wendell Carter, Cole Anthony, Markel Fultz, even Jonathan Isaac. There is enough talent on this team to make something special happen. The question is, how does all that talent come together, and how do they integrate the things that they need to learn? That is very clearly the task ahead of the Orlando Magic this season. If they want to accomplish their goals, if they want to win more basketball games, it is truly about integrating that talent better. And if there's one big takeaway that I have from Media Day, it's that everybody understands that is what's ahead of them. And that is what they have to do next. We'll get to some of the newsier items from Media Day, including injury updates coming up here in just a moment. Plus, we'll hear from Wendell Carter a little bit later on in the show. But first, a quick word for our pals at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for football betting info this season. Find all of the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles analysis on every game you can find. And as always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sport wagering information, with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to betonline.net or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. So there was a bit of news coming out of Orlando Magic Media Day. It wasn't the, you know, obviously this isn't the newsiest event. It's, you know, a lot of kind of silly questions sometimes. It's a lot of kind of generic questions. The proof will be in the pudding. The proof will be when they get out on the floor for training camp starting today. Actually, they're probably, I'm recording this at 10:30 in the morning. They're practicing right now, I think. It'll be in games and preseason games that are coming up as well. So there is plenty more to get to as the Orlando Magic gets set for their upcoming season. But there was a bit of news that came out. We obviously spoke to Markelle Fultz for the first time since he broke his toe. He said that it happened. He kind of stubbed his toe walking around his house. It got bad, got really bad. It happens to all of us. It's an unfortunate way to get an injury, you know. But Markelle said that, you know, he was having a really good offseason. He feels really, really good and confident that he'll be able to hit the ground running when he is cleared. Jeff Weltman did say he will not participate in training camp, likely will not be available in the preseason. They will reevaluate him after the preseason ends. So still a little bit of hope that he might play at the start of the season, although it does not seem super likely. Markelle's spirits seem pretty good about it. You know, again, he feels pretty confident that his experience dealing with injuries, that he'll be able to bounce right back and get back into it very, very quickly, is pretty prevalent. Gary Harris also will not be available for training camp. Again, Jeff Weltman, I think, said that he will be reevaluated after the preseason ends as well. Didn't want to get into speculation about anybody's timetable for return. But again, Gary Harris likely out for the start of the season, as well as he recovers from a torn meniscus. The big injury news, the one that we've all been waiting for, the one that we all needed to hear, was from Jonathan Isaac. Yes, we did talk to Jonathan Isaac. Jonathan Isaac told Kobe Price of the Orlando Sentinel directly that he expects to play in the 2022-23 season. Just listening to Isaac talk, you could tell that he is itching to play and that he believes that he will play. And again, just listening to him, I would say there is 100% confidence that he is going to play at some point this season. What Isaac said directly was that, you know, Isaac said directly if he was cleared to play, he could play. He feels that he is ready to play. And so I don't think the issue with Jonathan, I may have asked this question, but Jonathan Isaac said pretty directly, I am fully recovered. This is not about the knee anymore. This is about putting all the pieces together to get me ready to play. To me, that is a pretty big statement. And while, you know, Jeff Weltman was not committing to a timetable for a return, and it's not clear if he will play in the preseason or anything like that, I think it would be valuable for him to play preseason games, but that's just me. Jonathan Isaac is very, very confident that his return is imminent. Might be too hard of a word to say, but is going to happen and likely very, very soon. you listen to Isaac talk. He said, you know, and I think Jeff Waltman kind of echoed this as well. It's not so much about getting Isaac on the floor. He's on the floor. He's doing shooting drills. He's going to do non-contact drills with the team during training camp today. He's on the floor. He's doing one-on-one. He's doing everything essentially but live action is the way that it was described to us. He's doing drills where there are contact, where he is getting bumped. He's doing shooting drills. He's doing all these different drills. But where the Magic medical staff is, or what the next task is, it sounds like, is kind of putting all those drills together and putting all those things together to eventually clear him to be on the floor. Obviously, I think training camp and this setting, preseason especially, is a better setting to kind of control circumstances and control situations a little bit, so that you can get him those reps and get him kind of on the floor in games that aren't meaningful. I don't know how common the practice is in the NBA, but coaches I know do call each other up and game plan a little bit what they're hoping to get out of a game. You know, they may call a coach up and say, hey, could you run some 2-3 zone for us? We want to work on our zone offense this game. It could very well be that the team says, hey, you know, we're going to get Isaac in the game. We want to get him out there, get him out there a little bit. That's kind of where the Magic are at. And, Jeff Waltman, I think, said it this way. Isaac kind of said it this way too. It's about putting all the pieces together to ramp him up for the court, to ramp him up for play. And that's the word that's always been used with Waltman. Some people were confused by this, saying, well, he's doing everything but playing. What's the holdup? And that's a fair question to ask. I think the big thing is just making sure Isaac's rested and able to do things. That's kind of the big concern. The other big concern, and I know Jeff Waltman has said this several times, is Jonathan Isaac hasn't played NBA basketball in 2 years, in two full calendar years. And so I think there is legitimate concern of just making sure that he can handle the physical rigor without any setbacks. I think that is a growing theme too, is, when Isaac's back on the floor, they want him there for good. They want no, hey, I need to pause for a couple days to get some rest. They don't want anything like that. I get the skepticism out there. I get the questioning of like, that just seems weird. That's not how a lot of other players go through things. But that's just how it's working for the Magic. And unfortunately, that's just how this process is going. The good news, though, does seem like Isaac is close. If he feels he is fully recovered, and maybe the medical staff disagrees with that, but it does feel and seem like Isaac is going to make his return to the court at some point this season. And it does sound like it'll be somewhat early in the season too. Everyone was talking about Isaac as if he is going to play. But that is the latest update. And that's what we learn from Isaac there. We're going to finish the show off by listening to Wendell Carter during his availability during media day. But before we get to that, I do want to just take a moment and a quick minute to remind everyone to take care of themselves during Hurricane Ian here, especially my friends in Tampa and the Gulf Coast. Please, 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 please be safe during this hurricane. I've been telling people who are new to Central Florida that usually by the time hurricanes get to us here in Orlando, they significantly weaken. And this is not to make anybody afraid. I know Tampa has some flooding issues that they're concerned about, so there are evacuation orders in Hillsborough and I believe Pinellas County as well. I'm not as familiar with Tampa geography, so excuse me if that's not exactly right. But for all those that are in the path of Hurricane Ian, please stay safe over the next 2 days. We're expecting to get impacts here on Wednesday and Thursday, maybe even a little bit into Friday. This is a major storm, but one thing that Florida is fantastic at is handling hurricanes and handling storms. We all may seem a little cavalier about it because we kind of know what to do and what's up. But definitely take this seriously. Do what you got to do to prepare, and be safe out there during the storm as well. Listen to local officials and the advice that they give as well. So obviously Hurricane Ian is coming. It's not clear yet whether it's going to affect Magic practice, but that's obviously the least important of things for this team moving forward. And for everyone in this area moving forward. So please be safe out there if you're in the path of Hurricane Ian. When we come back to close the show, we will hear from Wendell Carter on Media Day.
How excited are you to get things going officially tomorrow with the start of camp?
Yeah, I'm super excited, man. Like you said, I put in a lot of work individually, and you know, some of the games that we played, you know, playing with each other these last couple of days, like, I've definitely seen the improvement in all my teammates, just about getting in shape, being better shooters, being better decision makers, things like that. So I'm super excited to just get the ball rolling tomorrow for sure.
You know, along those lines, you know, the old saying is iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely.
You know, when you look at this group and just how competitive can camp be and help all of you guys make incremental growth?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with us being so deep in terms of, you know, in each position, everybody is really good. I feel like it's a perfect opportunity for us to, you know, get better not only in training camp, but just all season, you know, throughout practices and things like that. You know, we have a lot of great players on this team, and you know, as long as we come with that energy, you know, each and every day to understand that, you know, us going against each other, playing really hard is just going to make us better as a group. So I feel like if we approach that, especially going into training camp and then for the rest of the season, I think the sky's the limit for us.
Coach Mosley's talked like all off season about this team needs to level up and then to kind of do the little things that it takes to win. What does that kind of phrase mean to you, and where do you see your need to kind of take that next step?
You know, when it comes to leveling up, you know, I look at it as, you know, we have to do a better job of holding each other accountable. You know, we were really good individuals last year, but I feel like as a group is where we struggled. You know, late game situations, things like that. And, you know, when it comes to holding each other accountable, you know, not sugarcoating anything, telling everybody what it is, exactly, you know, how it is and when it happens and things like that. I feel like that's, you know, a next step for us. You know, whether the person likes it or not, I think that's the most important thing so that we don't make the same mistakes over and over again. And I think that's what will help us level up and become better players or a better team.
This is, you know, still a fairly young team. I mean, I think you're probably, you know, considered one of the veterans in the group.
Yeah.
How important is that leadership role, and where does leadership come from, you know, with as you're trying to hold each other accountable with this kind of a group?
You know, it's a fairly new role that I've stepped into. You know, since I've gotten to the Orlando Magic, that's kind of the role that they wanted me to embrace. You know, when we go into my second year, I kind of know, you know, how well, you know, some of my teammates respond to certain leadership things that I may do. Some guys don't mind if I yell at them. Some guys don't mind if I just talk to them normally, pull them to the side. Some guys like it when I lead by example. So, you know, I've learned that a lot from a lot of my teammates. But I'm also, you know, being a great leader is also understanding when you're wrong too. You know, when people are able to tell me, you know, when I need to do something better, when I need, you know, to pass the ball better, rebound better, whatever the case may be, you know, being able to respond to that kind of stuff, I think that's what makes a great leader also.
Can you talk a little bit when we did the tour here about Paolo and kind of what you see from him? But what kind of role, or, you know, how do you envision, like, you two playing together in the front court?
It's unique. You know, we're both pretty versatile big men. I feel like it just makes us so much more deadly, especially in the front court. You know, with him being able to bring the ball to the court, come off pick and rolls, you know, he can do a little bit of everything. And, you know, I feel like, especially coming from Duke, you know, he understands, he knows how to win. And I feel like, you know, I think it's very important, you know, for him and for all of us, you know, to kind of establish that and keep that demeanor going for him. You know, because he was the number one pick, and, you know, the number one pick usually goes to, you know, not the best team in the league. So I want him to understand that, you know, what he did to get here is good enough. You know, it's going to be a lot of people telling him what he should do, a lot of people from outside of here telling him what he should do, what he shouldn't do. But, you know, my biggest thing in him is just, you know, being true to himself, being who he is, because who he is pretty damn good. So that's my biggest thing for him, and I feel like we can feed off each other really well.
Bill, before the draft, I spoke with Emil Jefferson, and he said that when Paolo got to campus, he had heard about how big he was, and then he saw him on the floor. Similar experience for you?
Absolutely, yeah. I was hearing a lot of things about him being a really big player, things like that, but when he came to the facility for the first time, when I saw how big he was, I'm like, oh yeah, he's legit. He's legit for sure.
And then to be that age and be able to do that athletically, it's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's gonna be a star in the making from the very first game.
Got a question in the back?
How do you feel about yourself going into the season? You know, your body looks pretty good. You know, you look like
what you mean by that? I don't know what you mean by that, sir. Can you elaborate on the question?
How do you feel about your team, actually? I think I just asked you that.
I got the best point guard in the world on my team, so. I feel like he's just going to make me better, so I'm excited for that.
Wendell, with so many young, lengthy wings in the court, how much pressure do you put on yourself to go out there and show that you can control the glass in a way that will really elevate their game as well?
You know, that's wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question again?
So many lengthy wings on your team. Uh-huh. How much pressure do you put on yourself to lead by example and control the glass?
You know, that's kind of who I am. That's kind of, you know, what I'd like to be remembered as one of the best rebounders to do it. So, you know, that's something I go into every game, every practice, whatever the case may be. I was just showcasing that. And I feel like, you know, with us, like you said, having lengthy wings that can get out, run, build the court, knowing that I'm going to get the board if it's in my area, is very important. You know, because we got guys like Franz, J.I. when he gets back, Jalen Suggs, who like to attack the glass, or on the offensive end, like to get to the rim. So I think in transition, they'll understand that. When the ball is in my area, I'm going to get it. And that just makes, you know, the game a lot easier for all of us.
What aspect of your game have you worked on the most, especially like with working alongside Powell?
You know, being a better shooter, more consistent shooter. You know, I feel like I'm definitely going to be have higher percentages this year from the three-point line. And then just my confidence and my stamina, you know, being able to withstand everything that I'm going to go through this season and still be able to play all 82 games. And you know, just taking my shots from there. You know, I took a really big jump in that last year, and I think it's another jump I can take in terms of praying for myself and things like that.
Wendell, for any athlete, being comfortable on the court is obviously a priority. We saw you last year struggle with getting poked in the eye and wearing all sorts of different eyewear and getting knocked off. Where are you at heading into this year with the glasses, with the eyewear? Where are we at?
Yeah, so I got a little style going on now. I got a couple new pair of goggles I'm going to wear this year. I kind of just took it on as a fashion statement I'm going to just use for the rest of my career. But yeah, that's kind of where I am in terms of the eyewear thing.
How sturdy are they?
Can we get another rendition of your Magic Country?
What's that again?
Let's ride. Can we get another rendition of what you were doing over there, your Magic Country? Let's ride.
You want me to do it for real?
No, please.
What was the state? What did I say? I don't know.
Magic Nation, let's ride.
Yeehaw, imagination, let's ride.
Wendell, question, you were talking about the goggles, right? Any plans of bringing the Horace Grant goggles out?
Man, I'm gonna have to hit them up. Cause I want the originals, you know what I'm saying? So I gotta hit up Horace. He was out there in Chicago when I was there. I saw him a lot, so I'll be able to hit him up. I got his number, so I'll text him. So.
A lot of the same players from essentially the whole roster is back from last year. How important is that going to be for you guys to kind of help you hit the ground running and have that familiarity with how each other kind of works, how each other plays, and with the system that you guys are running?
That's important. You know, like a lot of teams around the league made a lot of changes this year. Even some of the best teams made changes, and it just shows that, you know, we got a front office that believes in us, we got a coaching staff that believes in us, because this is not, you know, this is pretty rare that a team stays together, especially after a record we just had. So I'm excited. Like, I feel like, you know, with a year under our belt, we understand what we all like, what we don't like, how we respond to certain things. So I feel like it's just going to work in our favor and help us win more games this year.
In terms of team health, you were a lot more banged up last year than you were going into this season. How can you see that making a difference in terms of your record winning-wise? Do you think that's going to make this team a lot better on paper now that we're healthy?
Absolutely. Just, you know, just having being available is one of the biggest skills you can have in this league. And, you know, I think a lot of our guys understand that. And then, you know, just having us all out there with all our strengths that we have, I feel like it just makes it so much better. So I'm just excited to, like, really see the whole squad together at 100%. You know, unfortunately, we're not going to start the season like that, but eventually, once we get to that point, like, I'm excited for how that would look.
Yeah, because truly last year we had two people down from long-term knee injury, so you think that's going to make a large difference?
Absolutely. You know, they'll Markel went number one for a reason, and J.I. I think went six in his draft or five or something like that for a reason. So I'm just ready for them to showcase that.
Well, that's going to do it for me today. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_MD. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google, Spotify, Odyssey, and all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. For the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com and follow us on Twitter there at @OMagicDaily. Now that you're done listening to us, go make your second listen, Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Josh Lloyd hosts the number one daily fantasy basketball show on the planet. It's free and available wherever you get podcasts. We'll have more from Orlando Magic training camp and the first day of practice coming up on tomorrow's episode of Locked On Magic. Until then, for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this is Phil Ross. We'll see you next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.